Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that President Biden's proposed new capital gains tax at death would be devastating for America's cattle producers. NCBA's Daniel Beck says that the tax is proposed to pay for massive infrastructure and social spending, threaten the viability of our family farming and ranching operations nationwide, especially a new tax on capital gains at death that ends the popular stepped-up basis.
That proposal in particular would be devastating for our producers. Discontinuing this benefit, you know, is not only going to create massive tax liabilities for heirs when they ultimately upgrade or transfer these assets or sell the farm. It's also going to have unintended consequences for, I think, some of the constituencies that this administration is really trying to cater to and prioritize, like underserved and new and beginning farmers and ranchers.
Now, the USDA claims that most farms and ranches would be exempt if they stay in the family. But NCBA says more than one-third of the 900 million U.S. acres in production could change hands in the next two decades, many sold for other uses, and more taxes, they say, may only hasten the process. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.